There's a great puzzle about iron. It's all around us, and yet why does it have such an enormous effect? The first great breakthrough in human civilization, the Iron Age, transformed societies, and then in the Industrial Revolution, there was another transformation largely around iron. So what is it about this obviously powerful but simple metal that has transformed our world? Well, one way of understanding it, I think, is to think of human beings as very puny and weak. They don't have any tools on their bodies, really. And so they need to extend their bodies using various kinds of tools. And iron is a wonderful way of doing that. If you think of the body, what gives it its strength are the bones, the nails, the teeth. And you can think of iron in many ways as a kind of extension of human nails and bones. This is obviously looks like hands, which you can join together. This is really like a human bone, terribly strong, 10 times stronger than a human bone. You've got all sorts of things where you can reach, you can grasp hold of hot metals, you can get a long distance away, or of course, the other great use of iron, you can hit someone on the head and use it as a weapon. So what happened when human beings developed first simple iron in the Iron Age, then smelting of iron in the 14th and 15th centuries, and then the iron revolution of the 18th century, was that they extended the power of their bodies out all around them into the world. And this had two main effects. One was on agriculture, because iron tools, plows and so on, transform agriculture. And secondly, on warfare, so that you could kill your enemies more successfully. And this development of iron, particularly in the West, and particularly in the 17th, 18th centuries, helps to solve part of another riddle, which is why the West became so powerful. Because previously, if you'd looked at the world in about 1300, you'd have said, well, southern India, China, those are the places which are going to be the dominant areas. They have iron manufacturing and coal and so on. Yet 500 years later, the whole balance had switched. The West, with its iron warships, its steam engines, its railways, and its iron agricultural tools, was far more powerful. And this was just a simple fact, in a way, that their bodies had become extended out into the outer world, and they could conquer both nature and man in a new and unprecedented way. So this is one of the great transformations.